Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night on AstroMind 2012. Tonight, I'd just like to talk about what's going on around the world and talk a little bit about soul collages and tarot cards. But tonight, I want to talk about what they call the zombie killer. And I was watching the news on that about how this guy ate this guy's face off, which was pretty gory and nasty. Like I was talking about yesterday, I was raised up with horror movies, so to me that's almost like a movie, you know, if you think about it, somebody that was experimented on, and that somebody that was a zombie, which is kind of interesting. My thought on that is I believe in possession, demon possession. I did an exorcism when I was about 16 years old. And ever since then, I've done exorcisms. I've done blessings for people. And to me, there's no surprise that this is actually the devil's world. And we know that God has his army and the devil has his army. And so we're kind of in a spiritual warfare right now with the economy and everything and people going hungry. So I can understand why people would be hungry, because they would fight for food. Food's going to be a very powerful tool when it comes to mind manipulation, and because the government is going to have more control over the food. And so we're going to have to really survive and live off the lands, like we've been talking about the spiritual awakening. And so read books, more books about that. Read as much information as you can. Get as much information as you can, even online on YouTube. I like making my own videos on YouTube, and I like talking about soul collages and metaphysical stuff, you know, like soul collages, tarot cards, anything to do with divination I've always had a fascination with. For an example, let's talk a little bit more about soul collages and what they do. Soul collages are like the tarot. You just simply pick out a magazine. And it can be any magazine, and I recommend getting a printer or a camera and take pictures, and you can use it part of your soul collages, because every picture has a meaning with it. Just like, you know, you heard the saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words, like Roy was saying a while back. I like that saying. It is very true that pictures are worth about 1,000 words, because pictures itself has a message in it, and we're all part of that duality. We're all part of that dimension where pictures and images have always been part of duality. I mean, it captures the soul, it captures the messages in it. For an example, I'll give the audience example of what it did for me. I was helping a lady out to find her child, and he was missing. So I did a remote viewing session with her with the soul collage. And as I was scrolling through the magazines, I kept getting all these different informations. Like, I would get informations from the words. I would get information from the pictures and the houses and exactly where this kid was. All kinds of messages were coming through. And not only am I channeling through with the pictures itself, but I am actually receiving information from my archetypes, because every picture is an archetype. And we were talking about that yesterday, how objects and pictures and images can be archetypes, and what role they play in as a sacred contract, because everything is fate, everything is a soul contract that we all chose in our dharma and our karma. So it's very interesting. It's also very artistic. I think for a lot of people, they should get more into arts. Arts is a very important tool for survival, I think. Anything you can do for survival, like for me, one of my sacred contracts is a janitor. And so as I clean up other people's problems, I also clean up the energies of what's going on around me. So that helps me to stay more clean. And, you know, you learn more about yourself. You learn more about feng shui, how the energy flows. And things are a lot more positive in your life as you clean it up. You know, clean up your finances, clean up your relationships, whatever it is, you know. And if things are not meant to be and someone's not communicating with you, then there's usually a reason for that, that you're a light worker and they don't want you around that kind of negativity. Sometimes, you know, you're going to deal with a lot of negativity, and sometimes you can't always avoid it. Just like if you work with individuals at your job, you just have to kind of cope with it and not go down to their level, but bring them up to yours. And that is the whole secret, you know. So what I would like to do tonight is I'd like to do some free tarot card readings for anybody who would like to call in. The line is open. We have no callers right now. So if you want your free reading, call in now. Get your reading. Anybody who would like a reading, call in. And I will read your fortune. I read the past, present, and the future. So call in now. I know that some people have practiced the runes for a long time. Runes are very hard for me to read because it's not pitcher. I have to read pictures, so it's a lot harder for me to read on runes or casting bones or anything like that. But yeah, I believe in all of it. It's all divination. It's all connecting with the divine energy. And it's really interesting. It's really fun stuff. So go ahead and call in. Get your free tarot card reading. Call in callers and do what you need to do. Call in and talk about your problems. That's why I'm here. Tarot card readings, it's just like a counselor. You know, we listen to people's problems. Everybody has different sacred contracts. And we just try to figure out what those contracts are and try to resolve them, the issues and the karma debts that you have to pay off. And we work with the soul collages. I work with your sacred contracts, your archetypes, get them in order so you know where you're going, what you have to do. Just get down to the bottom of things, you know. So call in now and get your free tarot card reading. Tonight I would like to talk a little bit about magic. You know, for a while there I've been working with fairy magic. Fairy magic is very similar to earth magic. It's very based on earth, because, you know, you get in touch with the earth and the birds and the trees. A lot of animals do have messages. You know, I've been working with more animal totems and birds for some reason. The fairies have been coming to me. So yeah, it's, you know, I believe in fairies, unicorns, mermaids, mermen, you name it. I have a very open mind to a lot of different things. I read books about fairy tales. One of my favorite movies, I think, that came to Hollywood was The Legend and The Labyrinth. You know, I was naming some movies off by this horror movies off to this one guy that he didn't even know about, because I've been watching horror movies ever since I was a kid. And even movies have messages in them, like I was talking about yesterday. And they truly do. You know, a lot of them have messages, like The Peaceful Warrior. The Peaceful Warrior was a very powerful movie. Just anything positive that, you know, can help to clear your mind, even music. you know. For an example, I've been listening to a lot of trance music recently. I don't know why. So, yeah, I think tonight I'm going to read an oracle card from the fairy deck, since we're talking about fairies. Fairies and dolphins, or not dolphins, mermaids. I was going to find that. If I could find it, if I can't, then it's not meant for us to read tonight. Well, looks like it is, because I did find it, and the fairies let me find it. So I'm going to read what the fairies have to say and why they're connecting with me. And they may even have a message for the room tonight. So let's go ahead and read an oracle card from the fairies and the mermaids. And the card I pulled is positive energy. And it says, surround yourself with positive people and situations and avoid negativity. And see, this is what I've been faced with at work, is I've been faced with a lot of negativity. So let's go see what the mermaids and fairies have to say about that. It says, surround yourself with positive and people and situation and avoid negativity. Your manifestation work is going wonderfully. By drawing this card, you're encouraging to take the process to an even higher level by going on a negative diet. This means avoiding negative influences as much as possible, avoiding negative discomfort with yourself, turn off television, away from violence, movies. Don't read pessimistic headlines or steer clear of gossip based on magical hidden blocks that could cloud you from manifesting your dreams or prevent them from coming true at all. Another thing you can do is apply feng shui, which we were talking about. The ancient Chinese art placement to your living energy is surrounding you and also your home. This helps you to bring in new energies and opportunities, will also embellish environment and promise creativity, health, and abundance. Now, that's pretty much what we were talking about is feng shui. We were talking about how it brings in positive energy, and I just randomly picked this card, so the fairies and the mermaids wanted to tell me that message. It's very interesting how it just comes about like that, and it's very important for you to keep clean and bringing those energies in, so that you, like it said, you can bring in your abundance, and the fairies, that's where they've been helping me through the healing. The abilities and stuff like that. So, if there's any callers right now, looks like we lost a caller, but if there's any callers that would like to call in and get your reading now, call in, because we are running out of time the more we wait for the callers to call in. So go ahead and call in and get your tarot card reading. And we'll just wait for you to call in and we'll get it going. So, so we are at the hour of, maybe I'll pull another card here and get that going. Maybe that's what I ought to do, because it looks like we're kind of running out of time. So I want to pull another card for the room. That one was for me, which is why I brought up the feng shui and everything like that. Okay, the other one I pulled is my father, which is Poseidon. and it looks like he has a message for the radio station. It says, Father Healing, your personal power increases as you give any father-related issues to heaven. So that's kind of interesting how it would bring up Poseidon as the father. So I'm kind of getting that there's still some unresolved issues going on with people with their father figures right now, is what Poseidon is saying. So what we need to do is we need to send loving, healing energy to our fathers and really respect our fathers and mothers and parents. You know, and it talks about that in the Bible, I think, to honor our mothers and family. So, yeah, I deeply respect that in all levels. We do need to respect our earthly parents because they're the ones that created us, that we came down to this earth and made a sacred contract with them as well. It's just based on your perception, what you believe in, you know, what God you believe in, what Ascended Master you believe in. Even the Ascended Masters are archetypes. So it's kind of interesting. It looks like we got a caller from BC, Washington. And I just want to click on this. And please state your name, where you're from. Hello.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a question.
Okay, and I have an answer.
Okay. I'd like to know if you can possibly look into and see, can you describe my wife's identity that I'm going to marry one day? Right now I'm single.
Okay, and have you had your wife described before?
No.
Okay. Well, to be honest with you, the future can always change on your wife, on your situation, unless you have someone specifically on your mind at this time, in which I know you don't. So it can vary. I mean, it varies with the universe. You know, it could be anybody. Somebody that you probably won't even connect with. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to be very specific when it comes to asking the universe for what you want. I know that it's like getting on eBay and you're ordering a pair of shoes. And then when you get the shoes, it's not the right size of shoes. So you have to send it back because you weren't specific. That's
right.
How the law of attraction works.
Okay.
So when you say lady, what kind of lady do you want? I mean, do you want her to be tall? Do you want her to be thin? Do you want her to have brown hair, red hair? You know, I see brunette. That's what I see.
Okay.
So what exactly are you looking for in a relationship?
Basically, somebody who is my best friend. Basically someone who I extremely relate to on a spiritual, natural level. Somebody who is I look for somebody that's very, I would say too nice, but somebody who's very polite, who everybody can pretty much relate to, respect, more so closely aligned with my personality.
Okay.
I don't want a woman that's too aggressive or dominant,
right.
But somebody who we could, a woman who we could submit to each other and have form a strong partnership with one another. That's very
okay.
important to me.
That's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's important about that?
Reason why it's important because that's what I desire. I mean, it's a strong desire of mine to have that. I really don't know how to explain it. It is something I've always desired to have in a relationship.
Okay.
Because I would say this because I've been with women who were the total opposite, and it was very difficult. And one another woman that that I used to attract, I drew probably based on the energy that I had. They came from difficult backgrounds, and they brought their situation they were dealing with to the relationship, and it affected our relationship, and unfortunately it ended it abruptly because of their issues. And I think that, you know, I, like, again, you know, my energy kind of reflected where they were at the same time as well. So since those days, I've changed as a person, and I've grown and become more mature on my end. And so I definitely can identify what I don't want as well as what I do want. And then,
right. So you already have it all in your subconscious.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good that you've already planted that seed. Now it's just a matter of being patient, you know, learning a lot of patience, a lot of meditation, and then keep going back, keep checking on it, but don't, you know, don't drown it, don't clutter it, let it grow, get plenty of sunlight, get a lot of water, get grounded with the earth, you know, and start healing yourself, as well as healing others, you know, doing for yourself and doing for others. It's kind of a repetitive thing. And I think it's also a, like for me, I adapt to things quickly if they're shown to me. If they're not shown to me, I can't adapt to it, okay?
Right.
It's just like when I first started my new job, I couldn't adapt to it right away because there was so much clouds in the way, there's so much negativity, like a storm. And I'm the one that's pushing the storm away because there's been built up so much darkness in the sky. So that's why I had a dream of a tornado before I even started work, because I'm that tornado, but I don't want to cause conflict for myself and for my family and for my work. So I'm trying to... because I'm a natural channeler, I'm a medium, so mediums tend to pick up on other people's negativity and their thoughts. So you kind of have to kind of know where that balance is. You have to know, you know, where you draw the line.
Right.
And how much you're going to put up with, you know.
I definitely agree.
And I think it also has to do, affects supervisors on a lot of jobs too, because they're dealing with a lot of that every day, trying to please people. And you're always going to have people that are going to hate you, you know?
Right.
Because you can't please them, you can't meet their requirements. And it's kind of like, well, I'll give you an example. I work around the military. So when they were talking to one of the military officers, they said, you can't expect to just come to work and not do your exercises or jog or run or whatever. And I like to use that as a message because I think it's a matter of energy that you put into the relationship and what you desire. And by helping yourself, I think that's more important than anything, because you feel like there's still a gap in your life that you need to fulfill.
Right.
And right now I have two gaps. One gap is my finances, and my other gap is transportation. And finances is a really huge gap for a lot of people, because once that gets out of line, then you don't feel aligned with yourself, with your higher self. So in order to get out of that trap, you have to go into your spiritual self and realign yourself, as well as you have to be mundane too. You know, you have to have both. So that's why a lot of readers can't just survive off, you know, psychic ability. They have to have a part-time job too. So they kind of turn that into a hobby, and then once it turns into a hobby, then it starts turning into something bigger.
Right.
But I think a lot of people get discouraged when it comes to relationships, and then when it comes to being a medium too, because you're dealing with a lot of people's different problems. You know, it's kind of weird because it's like people get into this situation, like for an example, they get into a job that they really don't like, but yet they don't know why they're there. You know what I mean? It's like, why do I keep doing this? Why am I there? You're there for a reason, for a higher purpose. And there's always a reason for everything. There's no coincidences in life. So you're always there for a reason. And there's a reason why you're single right now. And mm-hmm. the reason why I'm single right now. So I think if we look at those reasons, is because we truly don't really know what we want yet. And when we really know what we want and those gaps are not there, then your gaps will be fulfilled and your desires. Everything else will fall into place.
Right. And you,
on an unconscious level, we really don't know what we want, but subconsciously, we do know what we want. You see what I mean?
Right.
Even when we pray, a lot of people don't really know how to pray, you know, and they're asking the universe for things they really don't want. Because I've had some shitty relationships, you know, and then I look back and I'm like, that's not what I really wanted. I didn't want to be treated miserable and helpless. I wanted to be treated with compassion and love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
We look back and we're like, that's not what I really wanted. It's a validation. That's all it is. Just like tarot, that's a validation.
Right.
Because I'm telling you something that you already know yourself. You just want you just want to be validated.
Exactly.
You
know? And I absolutely agree with everything you said. I think with myself, I understand why I'm single right now. Like, and you mentioned earlier that there's a lot of things that has to be fulfilled within ourselves in order to draw that person into our life. And I got a career going. I'm working towards strengthening my credentials right now. And I'm also working on, you know, trying to really establish myself and find out who I am, because I'm really still trying to figure out who exactly I am and what my purpose is. And so right now I'm really enjoying being single because I'm still discovering who I am. And it would probably not be a good idea for me to bring somebody significant into my life at this time. But I'm building for that person to come. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
And I definitely agree with that. I think once we know who we are, where we're going, then everything else will fall into place.
Right.
And I think where God has a higher plan for us, and we know in our heart who we're going to end up with, probably not in this life or the next, it will be worth it because we have to pay off those karmic debts. See, I see myself as a really good person. I see myself as somebody who loves to help people and heal people. But at the same time, I see myself going through this cycle, repeating everything with a lot of people's problems, not just their problems, my problems, and relationship problems. So it's kind of a cycle that I've been going through. And when I look at that karmic wheel, I have to realize I have to get off that karmic will. And that is the whole idea of our ascension. That is the idea of us moving beyond when we're ready to die and move on.
Right.
And I'm very young to think about death. I think a lot of people, big percentage of people, think about death. They think about suicide. And I'm not suicidal, but I think about death a lot. I think about transformation because I'm always transforming every day. You know, I think of what am I going to do tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? What am I going to see on the news tomorrow? Who am I going to help tomorrow? You know, I think about those things.
Right.
And the more I think about those things, the more information that I'm receiving. Because you talking about relationships, it was a message to me to think about relationships.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I see something in you that you don't see in me. But when I see something in you, I see in myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of an energy exchange that we're talking about right now.
Right.
Because I'm getting information from you, too, on how what your perspective is on relationships.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yes.
And that's how you're doing, you're getting my perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up to you whether you accept it or you reject it. And a lot of times people reject it more than they accept it. And so that if that's the case, then that means that whatever information I was giving them wasn't validating for them. It wasn't for their highest good.
Right.
Whether it be dark-sided or light-sided, it was not for their highest good. So you have to follow your own intuition. You have to follow your own heart. And that's the healing right there. That's what I did on my job, is I actually helped them to make their own choice. You see what I mean? I give out the information, and it's up to them whether they want to take it. They want to take it in the light side or the shadow side, and a lot of times they take it to shadow. And the reason why they do that is so that they can heal from the shadow and prepare themselves for the light. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I read this book. It was The Sacred Contract is based on their own decisions, or what information they want to take it from there. That way I don't have to stress out and say, oh, I didn't do my job. But in my heart, I know I did, because I helped them to restructure their life on where they want to take it.
Right.
Because, I'll give you an example. I just want to give you an example. When I was teaching this one kid about sacred contracts, when I read the book, I told him that he should follow his heart in what religion he chooses or where he wants to go. And he was homeless. He didn't have no food. He didn't have no family here. He didn't, you know, and I brought him in. I took care of him. I gave him food. I gave him shelter. I even gave him some of my clothes that he didn't have, because I saw something in him that I knew that he can make changes. And so at that time, he had no faith in God. He didn't even believe in God. He was atheist, you know. And I told him, I said, you should follow your heart and maybe talk to your dad. You know, he's a Christian. Talk to your dad and follow your dad's path. That's what I did. My dad's a medium. He's a psychic. And it runs in my family, you know. So that's part of the family karmic will. And so as he becomes a Christian, he'll find God in his life. He'll see God. And he'll find a higher source. That is the whole idea right now, is to find that source. You know? And so, are you still with me? Hello?